Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I just want to thank you for being here. I am appreciating my audience with every single show. I just get back so many wonderful emails, just great Twitter responses. I want to thank you for supporting this show. And tell a friend. And what is it? What is Reality Spirituality anyway? What is this show about? Well, just indulge me for a couple of minutes. We have a lot of people in the queue, and I'm going to get to every single one of you today. Take a few deep breaths. Deep, deep, deep breaths. I want you to close your eyes and remember a time when you experienced an indescribable moment. Usually these moments, for me, I feel overwhelmed. I always start crying because I feel a connection to the universe. And I know that we've all felt them at one or two or maybe even more times through our lives, possibly a lot more than that. Well, this show, Reality Spirituality, is about teaching you, my dear audience, how to experience more of those feelings, more of those feelings of connectedness, more feelings of knowing, more feelings of trusting, more feelings to surrender to the universe. You know, this show, Reality Spirituality, is not a religion. It's just a guideline to living connected to the most powerful energy source in the world. I say universe. Some people say source energy, spirit, God. It doesn't matter what term you use. This show is about getting connected. In other words, plugging in, holding hands with the universe in your everyday moments. So we're talking about everyday common experiences, from going to the bank, going to the supermarket, pumping gas, getting on a bus, you name it, having a conversation with someone in your life, coworkers, or even a personal relationship, and how to create, because we can create our experiences. We can create our experiences. Now, we don't have any control over what happens, but we definitely have control over our perception of what is happening. We have control over our behavior. We have control over our words. We have control over our attitude, our personal vibration, all of those things we can control. And when you vibrate at a place where you are connected, where you feel connected, guess what? You will experience more of those same moments. That's why for me, the self-proclaimed happiness specialist, that's why happiness is my number one priority. Happiness is my achievement. Happiness is my goal. Happiness is my number one everything. And so that's what this show is about, teaching, sharing how to have more moments, how to prioritize happiness when life just happens. And I'm going to get to my callers in 2 seconds, but I want to make an announcement, quick announcement. My dear friend Doreen Guma is sponsoring an event in New York, and it is called the Be Extraordinary Fashion Show. Isn't that so sound cool? Be Extraordinary Fashion Show to benefit Special Olympics in New York. And it's going to be held next Saturday at the Center Court of the Smith Haven Mall. Center Court of the Smith Haven Mall in Lake Grove. I believe that's in Long Island. But you know what? I don't know if that's in Long Island. I know it's in New York. So it's the Be Extraordinary Fashion Show, Saturday, September the 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. Now, let's get to my first caller, because that's what the show is about, answering questions from the audience about life, about their moments, about what's going on, about creating more happiness. And our first caller is area code 630. What is your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hi.
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Have I spoken to you before?
Maybe about a week ago. I'm not sure.
Yay! Welcome back, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm not sure. I wanted to get your take on something.
Sure.
So I've been applying for jobs, and I'm just saying, do you see something coming up soon, or do you think it might be a while? I've been having interviews and a lot of other things with that.
Okay, well, if you've listened to the show and you're a regular listener, this is what I want to say. What I feel from people is I feel, whether or not they are connected and whether or not they're in their truth. So what I want to ask you, again, my dear Lisa, is how is the trusting the universe going for you? How is trusting the universe?
Yeah, I think better, you know, than it was. I think better.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had an interview yesterday, Friday, and they asked for references. I was surprised. I wrote a thank you note. So I think I've been surprised in pleasant ways, and then have been getting interviews a lot more in general. And for things that I've wanted to, like coming up next week. So I kind of feel like it's going in a good direction.
It's interesting because I remember speaking to you, and we did have a long conversation about this trusting and letting the universe unfold in its own way and its own time. And quite frankly, surrendering to all of it too. Trusting and surrendering, trusting and knowing that this is not your plan, this is not my plan, because believe me, my life would be set up a lot different than it looks now, because it's not, quote-unquote, the way I would have had it unfold. But with knowing that, trusting and surrendering to the universe and being okay with it. And the other thing is, embracing and being okay with, this is a good word, uncertainty.
Right, like I do need income. I need income. I need a job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not just, I feel like I need to know in a way because, I mean, I know eventually people find things, but I don't want it to be too late. You know what I mean? Too long.
Right. So what you're doing is, my dear, you're questioning the wisdom, you're questioning the plan of the universe. When you say, I need a job and I need money, I totally get that. Believe me, I'm in this world too. And there has been plenty of circumstances where, hey, what's going on here? Why am I struggling so much? And I mean financially. Why am I financially struggling so much? Well, there's a reason why things are set out. There's a reason why, whether I know it or recognize it or accept it or not. But when I really get back into it and I lean back and I say, okay, universe, whatever I'm going through, I know I'm quote-unquote supposed to be going through. I know I'm supposed to be experiencing this. and I'm okay with your plan, and I'm going to let go.
Yeah, right. Right, because like a lot of people, it takes them a while, and they just pretty much accept it, you know. I mean, or if not, it doesn't, but, you know, you kind of can't control it, you know. Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the things I don't do is talk about a lot of people, because I really can't,
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is I've seen in this situation, not just me, but you see in general that, I mean, it's usually not in a day that people find something. And, you know, it just, it happens when it happens. And like you said, you don't have control over it. I'm not even talking about other people, just in general, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
okay, I get that.
When you're looking for a position and that kind of thing, it usually doesn't happen in a day. And it can take a while or whatever, and you do have to accept that. You know what I mean? I kind of get that, but I need to do that. I can't control it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And so what I would like to leave you with today is to trust more, and also to surrender more. And there is this thing that goes inside of my head about, you know, what's going on and why is it like this and how long is it going to take and when and why. And I know the answer to all of those questions for me is because it's for my betterment. It's for my growth. It's for my evolution. And when I know that anything that's happening to me, including struggling, I know, you know, labeling it struggling, I'm going to label it something else. Because we can label any situation any way we want it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose to label everything that happens to me as a gift. And that means everything. Sound good?
Yeah. Just trust and surrender. You've told me that before. Yep.
Yeah, see, you remember, yes, trust and surrender. That's your mantra, trust. And let me throw in relax. No, let me throw in another one. Breathe, relax, trust, surrender. Breathe, relax, trust, surrender.
And when you do that, what do you think happens? It just kind of makes things just easier for you, right? Because you know
what happens is you're walking. What happens is you are experiencing this life with the universe as opposed to resisting. You're flowing as opposed to resisting. That's what happens. And it feels a lot better to flow than it does to resist.
Because that's something that when you go with the flow of things and things always seem to work out and you just kind of go with it instead of resist it is what you're kind of,
Exactly. Well, everything always works out. Everything always works out, whether it works out the way we want it, whether it works out in our time frame. Everything always works out. But it's how do you want to experience this journey? Do you want to experience it resisting? Okay, which means being impatient. Which means questioning the universe, which means not trusting, which means not surrendering, or do you want to experience your journey? Because one of my favorite quotes from Abraham is you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So while you're in the journey, you flow, you accept everything that's going on, you accept reality, and you're okay with it. You're okay with whatever the universe plans for you. Basically, if I resist, what I'm telling the universe is, guess what, universe? Your plan stinks. I mean, come on. I don't like your plan. I need you to change it. So I mean, I'm sorry, but I used to do that all the time.
It didn't help because you can't do it.
So you get it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So what are your four words?
Trust, surrender, relax, release. Trust,
flow,
surrender.
flow, yeah.
Flow, trust, surrender, relax, and flow, let it flow.
Mm-hmm. Keep it up,
trust,
my dear.
Surrender.
Give me a call anytime.
I'm going to listen.
Okay, good. Now, what a great call again, because You know, we're all going through. Now, we might not be going through the same exact situation. Not might not. We're not going through the same circumstances. We're not going through the same challenges. We're not going through the same anything. But we all have this, we all have control over how we're going to be on this ride. How are we going to react to what's going on in our world? How are we going to perceive what we have no control over? See, that's very, very powerful. Again, I talk about having 360 ways. Listen to this one, audience. Listen to this, my dear audience. 360 ways in any moment that you experience. That's a lot of ways. 360 ways to be happy in any moment. Now, what the hell is she talking about? I'm about to tell you. I use the 360 because 360 is a complete circle. And so let me give you an example. So let me share an example. I'm going to share with you a real life example that's happening to me. On October the 3rd, I am scheduled for it's arthroscopic hip surgery. Now, it's not a hip replacement. It's arthroscopic hip surgery. And if you've been a regular listener to the show, I've been teaching aerobics fitness for almost 32 years. 32 years. That's a long time. And that's one of my, it's actually one of my passions. I love teaching. I don't like exercising. So back when I was in my early 20s, I found a way to exercise and get paid for it, and that's to be an instructor. So I've taught classes for 25 years, I taught boot camp classes. Now, if any of you out there know anything about boot camp, and if you can feel my energy, you know my boot camp classes were brutal. And so what happened over a period of 25 years of teaching boot camp classes, which I would not change one thing, my body, specifically my knees and now my hip on my left hip, my right hip is still good. The left hip is responding to all of those years of just pounding. Now, I've already had, I think it was 2009, I had arthroscopic surgery on one of my knees. On 2011, I had arthroscopic on the other knee. And my profession, if you will, one of my professions, if you will, had to be altered drastically. My arthroscopic surgeon told me right to my face, and believe me, excuse me, when he said this, I broke down. Are you ready for this? I broke down. He says, Rebecca, no more jumping for you and no more running for you. Now, when you tell a professional, because I consider myself a professional athlete, someone that you cannot jump and you can't run, if you could feel how quote unquote devastating that was to me, I went into this instant like my life is over. I don't want to get that dramatic, but it was close to being that dramatic. And it was that dramatic because I had one perspective that what I used to do, I can't do anymore, that who I used to be, now I'm going to start boo-hooing, who I used to be, I'm not anymore. And it was really, really difficult for me because teaching and exercising is part of who I am. Okay, you're following me? It's part of who I am. And when the universe just says, I'm taking that away, My dear audience, it was like part of me died. And it took me, I'm trying to remember now because I'm trying to remember. I usually don't really get into going back and trying. Okay, I'm trying to remember how long it took me to snap out of that perspective. It took probably at least a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, to really get that I can't do what I used to do, and I never really accepted it, because you're talking about 25, 26, 27 years, and then all of a sudden, zip, it's over. But again, my priority is, and has always been, to be happy. My priority is to be content and to be peaceful, internally peaceful, internally contented. And I've known that trusting and surrendering to the universe is the only way for me to be at peace and for me to be happy. And for some reason, because I didn't like it, but for some reason, stopping, ending what I used to do was for my betterment, was good for me. It didn't feel like it. It didn't feel like a plan. I mean, listen, are you kidding me? I would have been teaching boot camp classes until I'm 95. Can you imagine? An old lady teaching boot camp. But listen to this. So what I had to do was not only shift my perspective and stop looking at it the only one way and saying, how horrible my life, all of that, I had to find a different way to teach. So what did I do? Maybe 5-6 years ago, actually after 2011, so whatever that is, 4 years ago, I started teaching cycling classes, or some people know them as spinning classes. It's a stationary bike, and it's really brutal. It is, and it's brutal because I stand up through most of the class. We stand up their entire class. I mean, the class is so hard. it's hard for me. And so what's happened is, after 5 years of teaching spinning classes, standing up, just kind of like my personality with this energy, that's just who I am. Guess what? My left hip, now I'm getting this like sharp pain, and it's not sciatica, and it's nothing, it's internal. I had an MRI, and I actually have, because the tendons and the ligaments try to heal, and now there's blood forming in that area, because it's really in that area, in my hip joint, the hip is actually trying to heal itself, and I'm not, and for 5 years I have not been allowing it to do that. I'm one of those really hard head type of people. So, not really hard head, athletes exercise through everything, and that's exactly my whole mentality. Will it change? Who knows? But the universe is forcing me into surgery on October the 3rd. Now, I'm counting down. This is currently what's going on. And I'm actually counting down the days, because I still teach my cycle class. I taught on Friday. I'm teaching tomorrow. I'm still teaching the classes, even though I know that I might not be able to teach I can't believe I'm crying, but I am, because it's emotional. This is another part of my life that obviously is going to have to change. It's going to have to be adjusted. It's going to have to shift. And what I have chosen to not teach, what I have chosen this, no, And I can either accept the fact that I will not be teaching cycling classes again or not. And this is the whole thing, my dear audience, is my perspective. My perspective is excuse me while I have a moment. My perspective is I have, let's see, until October 3rd, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I have about 8 to 9 more classes that I will be able to teach. Eight or nine more spinning cycle classes that I'll be able to teach. I'm so glad I'm sharing this moment with you. And so every moment, I know that everything, nothing stays the same. And this is going to be a time in my life where, quite frankly, I'm going to be feeling so grateful for my last, you know, 8 classes that I'll be able to teach, because I get a lot of joy and a lot of pleasure and a lot of yelling at people and challenging people and a lot of kicking people's asses that I will not be able to do anymore. I mean, I just, and let me say this, I don't know if I'm not going to be able to teach cycling classes, but I have kind of a feeling that if I want to be good to my body and if I want to really get to a point of that, because I don't want to be 70, 80 years old, crippled. And if I continue to be so, I'm going to use the word brutal. It is brutal. My classes are brutal. And if I continue to do that, then that's exactly what's going to happen. So it's coming to a time where I'm really starting to be, instead of taking from my body, which I've been doing for 32 years, taking from my body, I'm going to start giving to my body. I'm going to start stretching more. I'm going to start, which I also start in, teaching more classes in the pool. Classes that are, and I'm going to put together a boot camp class in the water. So all of these things, what the hell was my point? Oh, my point was my perspective. So it's all about choosing a perspective. I can choose a perspective that is going to make me feel not connected to the universe, or I can choose this perspective that says, you know, nothing stays the same. The universe knows what it's doing. Change is inevitable. You're on a different path right now. You will be on a different path. And do you trust? Do you surrender to the universe and the universe's plan? Well, since that's what I teach and that's what I preach, that's exactly what I'm going to have to walk. Oh, you blah, 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 blah. You can't teach them, or you'll have. Keep affirming you, continue to teach. Keep affirming you. First of all, I love my chat. Please remember, you create your reality if you keep saying you can't teach them. That's so interesting that you say that, because I do feel healthy, but I'm going to, first of all, I love my audience. And let me tell you something. M-I-K-H-H-E-I-M-D-A-L-L. Here we go. Put your seatbelts on. I don't create my reality. That's what I believe. That's what I found. What I do create, what I can create, is my personal vibration. What I can create is my perspective. What I can create are what I can control. But I create my reality. I believe that the universe has created my reality. And when I say the universe, before I even got here, before I even came, in fact, I chose to come here. I chose my parents. I chose to experience all of it. I chose to experience all of it. But have I created it? I don't believe that I've created it because I can, listen, let me say this. I do believe that I can either suffer through my journey or I can feel good and grateful about my journey. But my dear chat person, you can believe it, and I respect and I honor your beliefs, but I've come to the conclusion in all these years that my reality is totally created by the universe. My destiny is already created by the universe, and I cannot speed it up. I cannot slow it down. I cannot stop it from happening, and I cannot make it happen. So that's my thing. But I love your perspective. And there used to be a time where I thought that I could create my reality. I used to be into the, vision boards, affirmations. Yeah, you see why I love everyone. I understand and respect your view. Damn it. I love my people. I love my audience. That's why, and let me tell you something. Because I'm getting a moment. One of the things that I've learned is to accept and love everyone else's opinion without judgments and without wanting them to think like me. I have spent so many decades of years and years and years of thinking there was something wrong with someone else because they didn't think like me. I swear to God. And in fact, one of the chapters in my book is My Opinion is Your Opinion. And it just warms my heart when people, my audience and people that I meet, and it doesn't happen often. That's why I'm just so overwhelmed by this response. Is just accepting and accepting other people and accepting their perspectives, and you just made my whole day with that acceptance. Thank you so much. So unless anybody has any more questions, I don't have any more callers. I had a few callers, but they've hung up. Did I answer the question about the 360 perspectives? Basically what that is I can choose my perspective. I can choose my perspective in any given moment. In any given moment. And if I can choose my perspective and choose a perspective that's going to feel good, that's going to feel like I've connected with the universe, guess what? So can you. So can you. Oh, and then my other best friend, RS, is in the chat room. So if anyone has any further questions, and if you don't, I'm going to call it a day because here we go. I love live radio. Don't you love it? Live radio. Oh, and you know what happened? Yesterday, thank you, Robert. Yesterday, I found out that my book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is on Amazon, and it's also on Kindle. So, yay. But Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday. And next week, we have a guest, and her book is called Do You Quantum Think? By Diane Collins. She's going to be on September the 13th. Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world. And it should be a really interesting conversation. I've been reading a lot of the book. And, you know, it's all about sharing. I love when my audience shares with me. I love when I share with you. And this journey is all about, for me, just evolving and growing. And I'll keep you posted. I keep you all posted on what's going on. But tomorrow I have my one of my last cycling classes, and believe me, I think I might just cry all the way through my last classes, crying tears of joy and appreciation. Tears and joy of appreciation from one stage to another. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I don't know if I'm not going to be able to teach cycling again. I don't know if I'm not going to be able to teach spinning again. You're absolutely right. I am assuming, and guess what? Now you taught me something else. I'm just going by what happened with my knees. But interestingly enough, my audience teaches me. Thank you so much, audience. So if you like the show, you can go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like Reality Spirituality, and follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And I want you all to remember that you are all a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. I know when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. I think that's it. No, I make an ass out of me. Yes, assume. I am an ass. I am an ass. I love that. And remember, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. Let's connect again next week. Have a wonderful week, everyone. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Gonna feel good now.